Hello, Metro Augusta. Hello, Georgia, and hello wherever you are. This is Janice Allen Jackson welcoming you to the April 17th edition of Local Matters, a show designed to make you a more confident voter and a more engaged citizen. As always, today's show is brought to you as a service of Janice Allen Jackson and Associates, where we provide services to local government and nonprofit organizations. If you haven't already, please follow the Local Matters Podcast of Georgia on Facebook if you're on that platform. And of course, we also ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you follow and subscribe, you receive notifications of new episodes as well as other material we post to ensure that you are indeed on your journey to becoming a more confident voter and a more engaged citizen. You know that over the last several weeks, we have been preparing you for elections by bringing in candidates, and today is no exception. We have both candidates who are vying for the Super District 9 seat on the Augusta Commission with us today. But before we get to them, we have an announcement regarding a special event that our library and our health department is doing. And also, I want to remind you of some upcoming events in our community that we want you to take part in. The first of those is the Partnership for the People Candidate Forum. It will start at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 20th, and it will take place at the A.R. Johnson Magnet School Auditorium. There, we've invited all commission candidates, and we'll be able to ask a number of questions as well. We will take questions from the public. So please come out to that. Absolutely everyone who is a registered voter in Richmond County is invited to attend. Also, I want to remind you of a very, very fun event that's going to take place immediately after that. The gates at the Augusta Common open at 3 p.m. The event begins at 4, and it is the 70s party, which is going to benefit Angelic Community Resources. Please buy your ticket, get out, enjoy some wonderful music, and have fun at that event. Local Matters family, we have a special guest with us today, and she is Miss Deandra Blocker. She is with the Augusta Richmond County Public Libraries, and she's here to talk to us about a special event. How are you doing today, Deandra?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being willing to come on and talk about this. But first, can you tell me a little bit about your role at the library?
Yes, so I serve as the public relations specialist for the library system. So I handle all marketing and outreach within the library system. Part of my role is being in the office and getting work done. And then the other half of my role is being out in the community and seeing what it is that the community needs from us.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome. So, one of the things that the community needs is this second annual Golden Blocks Block Party, which is a health and resource fair. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, when it's going to take place, where it will take place, and some of the activities?
Yeah, so our block party is taking place Saturday, May 4th at Wallace Branch Library. It'll be from 11 to 2 p.m. And our partners got together and assessed what our community needs. And one of the couple of things that we saw were that healthcare was a big issue, not within the Golden Blocks area, but within Augusta as a whole, also low literacy rates. And how can we help to bridge the gap between these disparities? And so we contacted 40 vendors and asked if they could come to this block party and provide free services and resources to attendees. So we'll have free HIV testing, free coronary angiograms that will look at the amount of cholesterol in one's blood, or artery. So, especially because heart disease, it is one of the number one killers of African Americans in the US, and especially here in Augusta, heart disease is a really big issue. And if you're not going to the doctor and getting these labs done, you wouldn't know that you had that issue. So we wanted to provide a means for people to assess their health, especially because there are a lot of people that are uninsured. So we wanted to provide an outlet to where people can learn more about their health and learn how to move forward with taking care of themselves. And as far as literacy, when you look at the test scores here in Augusta, with just within elementary school children, 13% of elementary children are performing at or above proficiency in the levels of, or in the areas of reading and math. So we see that there's an issue with children being able to perform at or above the level that they should be. So we'll be out educating attendees on what resources that the library has that can help their children boost their test scores. And we also will be talking to our adults and young adults on the different resources we have for career prep, test prep, preparation for college, study guides we have for people who want to pursue different certifications. So there are a ton of resources here within the city. We want to be able to let people know that we're here for you. And as many, there's a lot of community members that have those resources to give away for free. Partners like the Department of Public Health and the Lucy C. Laney, Museum of Black History, they'll be out giving out different health screenings, and the museum will be giving out tours of the Golden Block area, which there's a lot of rich history within the Golden Blocks area. And we're just, this health and resource fair is solely to educate ones and to let them know that wherever you're lacking in whatever area of your life, we're here to help.
All right. Thank you so much. So the tours will be a part of that too. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Saturday, May the 4th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just come to the Wallace Branch Library. All of the activities are free to the public. And I understand it'll be free testing, as you referenced, free vaccinations, health screenings, even clothing giveaways, educational resources that you spoke about, free food and entertainment. So this sounds like a wonderful opportunity to spend an afternoon and do some things for yourself and your family, right?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we close out?
Yes, this is a family-friendly event. It's completely free. I think Phillip Street to CS Hamilton, they'll be blocked off for the
Okay.
block party, and parking will be at A.R. Johnson and Tabernacle Child Enrichment Center across the street. So there'll be plenty of parking, and we want people to come out and enjoy all that we have to offer.
All right. Thank you so much for joining the Local Matters family. Now you've been a guest, you're part of the family, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Local Matters family, we are once again joined by Commissioner Francine Scott. She is on the Augusta Commission representing District 9. How are you doing today, Commissioner Scott?
I am doing very well, Miss Allen Jackson. I am suffering a little bit from some pollen issues, but today is a good day. Today is a really, really good day. I'm excited, energized, and before we came on, I told you it looked like it was just last year or 2 months ago that we was here in the same place. Me having that idea that I can make a difference in Augusta, and I ran for Super District 9, which consists of District 1, 2, 4, and 5, 102,000 constituents in that Super District 9.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it does seem like it's been a short time. Seems like you all were just on the campaign trail.
18 months
Yeah.
because of COVID.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then you had the pandemic to deal with in the middle of all that. So yeah, it's been an interesting time here in Augusta and throughout the country. So you won office back in 2020, took the seat in January of 21, and now you have made the decision to run for re-election. Let us know why you decided you wanted to run for re-election.
Because I'm not finished yet. There's some other ideas that I have that I think will move Augusta into the future. And I want to stay the next 4 years to continue with the ideas that I had put in place and want to make sure that they continue to stay even when I'm gone. You know, a good leader is you implement something, and when you leave 20 years from then, you can stick, somebody can come behind you and add to it, but not take it down. But to have something, a solid foundation is what we need for Augusta, and not every 4 years or every 8 years you have something in place and then it goes away. So there's some fragmented implementation that I have ideas about, and I want to go forward for the next 4 years to make sure we're doing what we need to do for the constituents in District 9.
All right. Thank you for that as a constituent of District 9. And next, as you think about your term and some of the other things that you've done across a career of community involvement, please let us know what you think some of your greatest accomplishments are.
Well, I led and I championed and I advocated and supported many, many ideas. We've got the Richmond County non-discrimination ordinance, and I didn't do it just sitting behind the dais talking with my colleagues. I had to reach out into the community, the business world, chamber, the faith-based organization to bring awareness and what would a non-discrimination ordinance look like for the city of Augusta. Not to say business, I got you, but just making sure everybody coexists and can be able to live in Augusta in a place that they enjoy and want to stay. We did the Sand Hill resurfacing. Sand Hill had been asking for resurfacing up in Sand Hills for like 18 years, and they never got it. We actually made it happen, and I led the charge to make sure. Do we need to do some? Yes, we need to go into the. We did the main arteries, but we need to go into the streets now and get some of those. Streets resurface and resurface with good quality materials. We did the I did several community events. I did the Sand Hills Community Center, and I gave away 100 turkey boxes, not just turkeys, but all the ingredients to be a part in there. We did the Christmas in the community at Laney Walker Bethlehem Community. And we did the Spring Festival in South Augusta. And what I tried to do, and we did May Park Back to School Book Bag Drive. And what I tried to do in my attempt was to make sure I touch each area, like District 1, District 2, District 4, District 5. And I'm always engaged in the community. I pride myself as not being. Being on the news, you see me, my constituents see me on the news, but they see me in the community. I'm always out in the community being involved with what we need to, so they can tell me and not have to call me, but they have my phone numbers to call me. But I'm the type of person I want to be accessible, I want to be dependable, and I want to bring to, you know, to be honest with them and not necessarily just come down and voice your opinion. I want to see if I can resolve it before you get to have to come down and talk to the constituent. So we did a lot of different things. I did, and I think you know about the grant that we did for May Park, the 2 point, I think it was $2.2 million for May Park, which we needed. I mean, I wish we can, and hopefully we can go after some more grants, the much needed renovation we need for our recreation center. So I'm proud of that. When I first came, Mark Academy, I'm not sure if you're a tennis player or not, but they had the wrong lights at the tennis court. And we had to go back and we found the money to do the whole lighting at Mark Academy, because we got so many talented young people that's taking tennis over in there. But if we are bringing out superstars, let's make sure we have the right surface and the right lighting, because every time Mark Academy goes to on a tournament, they bring something home. First place, second place, third place. But most of the time, those young people are bringing home. So those are the type of things that I'm most proud of. I did the increase the early voting location in 2022. I helped with the housing and rental for District 2 people that was having difficulties during the pandemic. I made sure it was an easy process versus, all the paperwork. Not saying that they could not do it right, but I made sure it was streamlined process. And of course, my favorite, because I don't live in East Augusta, but I used to be in East Augusta a whole lot, and we did some headway with the infrastructure. You don't have to use the paddle boat now to go down the street when it rained. We got some more work to do, but that project finally gave the citizen down in East Augusta quality of life when it rained, that they either have to stay in the house, or if it rained, they can't come home. So we was able to get that done. We did the federal and state lobbyists for the city that had not been done. And with the federal lobbyists, we netted over $20 million plus dollars, not just the ASA and Walnut, but we gained money for different programs to help out. Do we have a lot to do? Absolutely. And so those are just some of the things I did not create, but I was champion with the Richmond County Homeless Task Force. That's not mine, that's my colleague Jordan Johnson, but I'm instrumental to make sure we have a lot to not let that go to the sideline, because sometimes people have causes, and if they're not in office, it just go away. And Ms. Jackson, that's why I'm not through. I want to make sure we have some solid programs and ordinance on the book, that just because you might not like part of it, you're not able, you want to just do away with it. And I see a lot of that. Well, we're going to change this because when that person was there, they did this. But I want us to make sure we're doing the right thing and making putting program and ordinance in place that can be years and years ago, what and when I'm gone.
And the next question is your first priority if you're reelected. Sounds like what you're telling us is that you want to just follow up and continue many of those things that you've gotten started. Is there anything new that you want to also initiate?
Well, my main goal this time would be to make sure it's an equitable program in place for anyone who wants to do business in Augusta, have the opportunity to do. So we're looking at we had a study done. The study is done. The findings was loud and clear that there's something that's keeping people of color, brown, women, and other minorities not being able to get city contracts. Not saying a handout, but I'm saying a hand up, just to make sure it's equal and equitable for all of our people who want to do business in Augusta. So that's going to be one of my priority to see what can we do to have a welcoming program for people to come and do business in Augusta.
Awesome. Thank you for that. If our registered voters, again in districts 1, 2, 4, and 5, those are the districts that comprise Super District 9. If those registered voters want to learn more about you, where can they go?
They can come to go to my Facebook page, which is fran.scott at Comcast. I know it sounds like my email address, but it's the same. If you go and just go to Facebook and put my name in, my website will come up. Or they can always keep me. They can email me, or they can call me. Oh, excuse me. They can call me, and the number that they can call me at is 706 840-4187. That's 706-840-4187. Or they can come by my campaign headquarters, which is 1011 12th Street. That's 1011 12th Street. But please just call before you come. Again, that number is 706-840-4187. And we have, there's a lot of we need to do, but my number one priority is the disparity program. We did the disparity study. We know what it said. So now we need to put it in place. And the only way we can do that, we're going to have community involvement. I would like to see community involvement, have somebody from the business community, faith-based, similar to what I did with the non-discrimination ordinance. Have the people that it's going to impact, have small business come to the table and see and how that should look, what we should be looking for in a good disparity program.
Okay, thank you so much. We're about out of time, but thank you so much for again joining Local Matters. You've been a member of the family since the very beginning, so we appreciate having you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And to all the listeners, remember on May 21st, re-elect Francine Scott. I'm not through yet. I'm dependable, accessible, and I bring 30 plus years of governmental experience to the table. Thank you.
Local Matters family, we are joined by Marion Williams. He is a former commissioner who is running for the District 9 seat to serve on the Augusta Commission. How are you doing today, Reverend Williams?
I'm doing good, Ms. Jackson. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you on your podcast.
All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate you joining us. So, you have been on the commission before. If I'm not mistaken, you have served on the commission longer than anybody else in the history of the Augusta Commission. Is that right?
That is correct. Right now, I'm the
Okay.
longest serving commissioner.
So, please tell me why it is that you want to run for office again.
Well, first of all, I want to run because of my experience, because of the passion I have for this city, because I love Augusta and a lot of people. I think people need to be transparent in the government, and I brought transparency to the government, I believe.
Okay, thank you for that. And as you look back on your time with the government, if you look back on some of the things that you were able to accomplish, what are the things that you think are your biggest accomplishment?
I think my biggest accomplishment, and there's no I in team, I understand that, but a commissioner ought to be at least addressing some issues. I address a lot of issues about transparency. My biggest accomplishment, I would think, would be High Park and Argan Park. Those people lived in that condition for years and years and years. They couldn't even eat anything out of their yard. They couldn't even grow any vegetables out of their own yard. But that would be one of my biggest accomplishments. There are several others. Savannah Place didn't have a gym. I supported that. I initiated that. Apple Valley didn't have a park. They had no place for children to go. I had to walk the streets with the neighborhood to make sure it was fit the guidelines. Jones Pool, the only pool that the Black community could go in, had only just, you couldn't even see the children in the pool. You had to look over the fence, so to speak, to try to see these kids. There's a lot of things that people accuse me of, And I didn't let that stop me from trying to support this neighborhood and move it forward.
All right, thank you for that. And as you look toward another term, if you were elected in May, you would be seated in January of 2025. As you look towards that, if you are successful in winning the office, what would be some of your top priorities?
I think the very top priority this time is going to be on cleaning Augusta up. We talk about these initiatives to go out once in a while to clean up a certain area. We got to hold people accountable. There's a disconnect, in my opinion, between court enforcement, the judges, and the not the land bank, the other department that makes a decision on planning zone. I'm sorry, planning zoning. But there's a disconnect, and Augusta needs to be cleaned up. We let people dump on us and we don't hold them accountable. We can't have two sides, the tales of two cities. One side look one way and the other side look another way. That's going to be my biggest challenge. And I'm not going to pick up any paper myself. But we got too many people that's employed with the government who ride by and won't even call a situation in. But the commission get out on the street and act like they're going to pick it up. That's not our job. We need to hold people accountable and make sure they do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. All righty. And we got a couple minutes left. If people want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do that?
If they Google my name, first of all, they Google Marion Williams' name, then they can see some of my accomplishment. Being in office for 16 years, I missed two meetings in the entire 16 years. My daughter asked me once, she said, "Daddy, why do you try to make every meeting?" And I shared with her the day I take off is the day they're going to pay off. And I want to be there. I want to make sure the people know what's going on. I want to make sure there's transparency. We got to stop this black and white issue. We know there's an issue with us. Even with the situation the government is now, people still distrust. And we got to be honest and open. Now, people don't like to be honest. They say they do, but they really don't. But I plan to be as honest as I know how. You may not like my answer, but it's going to be truthful.
Okay. And I heard you saying that. Now tell me, did you tell me where we can go if people want to learn more about you?
Well, if they Google my name, I don't have
just Google
a
you.
A
okay, just Google you. Okay, I got it.
If they Google Marion Williams, former commissioner, they're gonna see a lot of my accomplishments and some of the things I stood for. I've been pastoring the church for 28 years this July. But I always bring my preaching to the commission, but I never take my commission to the church. And I think I need to separate those things at those times. But it's important that people know what is going on and know what is right.
Is there anything else that you want to share with the registered voters in District 9?
I just want them to be informed, make sure they do vote and what they're voting for. You know, there's an issue on the table about getting a mail vote. I disagree with that because I think that the government has got to have a balance. We got to have a balanced government. If any side is leaning over, then it's not going to be the transparency that we need. We've been having dialogue, but we had not took any issues. So I think transparency is something we need to look at. I don't think the vote is the issue. There's a right to abstain on every level of government. And so we just had to get people in office who's going to vote, and whether you like they vote or not, they ought to stand behind what they're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining the Local Matters family today.
Thank you for having me. And I think you're doing a great job. I want to tell you how much I appreciate all you do and all that you're concerned with the city of Augusta.
All right. Please join Local Matters next week when we will feature candidates for Richmond County Sheriff. I close with my favorite Bible verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This show is designed to contribute to each of those, giving you the power that comes with knowledge, demonstrating love for your local community, and offering you wisdom for decision making so that you possess a sound mind when it comes to these topics. Please tune in next Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or Thursday at 7 p.m. here on 103.7 FM or 1600 AM. Or please go to SoundCloud, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts at any time, because local matters.